What does it feel to be here, be honored by the United Way?
It's humbling. It truly is. Just simply because, you know, I always tell people, ain't nothing special about me. I'm just in a special position. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many great men that could have and are honorable for this award. And the fact that they chose me is just, it makes me want to continue to work hard in the community and continue to build on the things that I know I've been entrusted to do by God. So I'm honored.
Dressed very dapper tonight. Who are you wearing? We're on the red carpet here.
This right here is Turnbull. Okay. You know, and it's awesome. This is the second time I've worn outfits, and it's awesome.
So you delivered the commencement speech at your alma mater. What was that like, going back and what did you talk to them about?
It's actually coming up Saturday, this Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday.
Yeah, and that's another honor. Like, I can't believe, you know, I'll be the youngest member ever to speak. I'll be the 43rd commencement speaker at Liberty University this Saturday. And the fact that I get to deliver a message to a whole new crowd of men and women that's about to go try to apply their degree is kind of humbling.
And your thoughts on Coach Coughlin? I loved him. I was sad to see him go. What do you think about him?
He is one of the most historical coaches you're going to find that has walked away from the game. But one thing that I took from him, there's so many things I can say that's phenomenal. But he said that faces may change, but expectations never will. And I think he led with that kind of integrity, and he walked away with that kind of integrity.
And then expectations for next year?
Win the Super Bowl, that's it.